Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 7. Today we have Niles Davis and Yi Hayes from FTV with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Oi! When you're out there doing you, remember this. They respect you more when you're the official you. Introducing Oi Brand, apparel for those who dress to impress and empower. Oi!
Mac and Nelly in this. All through your body, the blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me? I never liked Lloyd. Ever. I think his hair is too long. I don't know.
That nigga Lloyd had cuts.
Nah, he got
cuts.
A couple cuts.
You wallet.
I don't know. I never liked him, so yeah.
Lloyd looked like black Michael Jackson when he was younger. Like, a little bit. He got the big nose before he got the nose down and shit. Oh God, I was like, that nigga looked like Michael Jackson.
Without the afro, I guess. No.
But he didn't have the talent.
Anyways.
That's my nigga Bruno.
Do you watch Ozark?
Ozark was dope.
I finally watched it.
I fucked with that shit.
It was hella good.
Yeah, it was good. That nigga was doing dirt for the fam.
And I was like, I gotta make sure I bring that up to you. I wasn't sure if you had seen it.
I would have handled things differently with my wife.
He spanked her. That shit had me dying. When he fucked her like how the nigga fucked her, like, I was dying. I knew he was gonna do that shit. Like, little bitch, that's what you get. I thought you liked this shit. It's raining and shit.
That's white people shit.
We got FTB here with us.
In the fucking building was good.
What's happening? Wagwan, wagwan.
Cool. Get off your phone. Okay.
We need one of them pause technology things.
Trying to get a refund over here from Lyft.
Can I get a refund?
Hey, Lyft.
He's not.
Give my nigga his money.
Or you gotta
back.
Take a Lyft to the weed store because it's that serious.
Right. So you gotta. And you trying to get a refund?
And they take you all the way to the place.
Oh, hell no. How you let them take you to the West, though? Like, nigga. It's not like it's an automatic.
You lock the door, nigga, on the way to the West.
I'm like, on the phone, hey, nigga.
The bitch was on the phone, too. She's on her Bluetooth talking. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing?
She's
got her navigation talking
on her shit. Oh, I usually go to this.
She's hustling.
Right.
Oh, nah. Fuck that bitch, man. And she left me. You know, when you can make the stop.
Damn.
You know, hop back in. The
this
bitch
nigga got looking like Will Smith in the beginning of the first Prince.
Shut the fuck up. So we have Niles Davis, and this is B. Hayes with us. I won't call him by his government on here, but it's gonna be
Thank
hard.
You.
Definitely. Mm. It'll be hot.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having us, sir. I appreciate that.
Which way does this backwood go?
I don't know.
This
way.
Shout out to Kiana Moore for coming through last episode. She was definitely entertaining.
Oh my goodness.
Much love to her and best of luck in all your endeavors.
And she brought me flowers, so.
She brought you flowers. That was classy.
She brought me flowers too, though, so. Thank you guys. Flowers, like weed. Not y'all niggas.
I was on the same wave as
me.
Niggas don't do that no more, man.
The flowers changed.
Did you guys vote?
Locally? Locally?
Yeah.
I missed the date, I'm going to be honest.
It what, like
My
Tuesday?
Coworker asked me yesterday. I was like, oh, I didn't even know that shit was...
That was going on,
weird.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't pay attention to my mind.
And you should definitely... Because you have a Seattle address, don't you?
Yeah.
So you can, you know, because a lot of people can't vote in Seattle because they're pushed out and their addresses are, you know... So you should be voting. Right.
I see what you're saying.
Even like Skyway is still, they won't let them vote for Seattle stuff. So you should be voting because you have that address. Just saying.
Somebody can vote for me.
Can you vote if you work in that district? Like if I worked in Seattle, could I vote?
I don't think it has to do it where you work. I think it's, where you live. But Democrats now control 47 seats in the House of Congress. So that's good.
Is it good?
Well, better than the Republicans being a majority.
It's all the same.
It's all the same. I just can't with Trump in office and being a Republican. I just don't believe that. And that's why the fuck Trump is in office, because that's what you guys were talking about. Oh, Clinton would be just as bad as Trump. Yeah,
but
fucking
Trump
right.
Just like Trump himself said he would run Republican because it would be easier. He's not a Republican for the sake of being a Republican.
Trump is
because
ridiculous.
He said that they're stupid. Right. And they're right.
So he's not running with them.
But they still have the same. The Republicans, they have the same. They go for the same type of things. Like, they have the same agenda.
The Republicans freed the slaves, though. The Democrats wanted to keep slaves.
You talking about Lincoln?
Yeah, okay, that's what I was.
I mean, shit, he signed that motherfucker, but that
he
was
signed it,
to
but he didn't
stop
want
to
sign it.
And motherfuckers were still slaves for 2 damn years after that shit, or however long.
Shit didn't really change,
fuck
honestly.
That.
Vote green, my nigga Ralph Nader.
And all that is doing is taking away from the fucking. If you're voting, if you're not voting for the Democrats,
no, yeah,
you're voting
vote
for Republicans.
Sure. Vote Democrat.
I mean, I'm just saying. Or we're gonna have like 4 more years of Trump. What people keep thinking like that?
Would you ever get into politics locally?
I'll run for some shit. I wouldn't win though, but it'll be fun.
I think you could win.
I'll go like some shit like in Auburn. The city of Auburn. I'll be the mayor.
I couldn't run for
all
nothing.
All my niggas to.
Just lit in Auburn. Nelly's the mayor, bro.
Come to Auburn.
I don't fucking know. You better leave me the.
Come to Auburn. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you definitely gotta go south with that shit. But I let no niggas out here.
All right, we're about to get into tea time topics. You guys ready?
All right, bet.
Tea time. Ooh, she made me feel like, oh. Even in the heat.
Turn it to a heat.
So Meek Mill is facing 2 to 4 years for violating his probation. He's been on probation since 2008. Been on parole since catching a drug charge in 2008. It's the same judge on the case every time. So there's some funny shit going on there. But he was arrested twice this year, once for fighting in the airport with someone who wanted to take a picture, and Meek told him no. And the second one was for popping a willy at a charity event he was throwing for kids. And both charges were dropped, which is why I don't understand the probation violation. Prosecutor and district attorney both recommended no jail time, but the judge is saying that these are still technical violations and proceeded to lock him up anyway. And everyone, that's like been a big deal. People don't understand why people are upset about it.
Well, that makes complete sense. Like,
right.
Yeah, I don't know, like, because that's the first time I heard the full story, I guess. I don't know, that's unfortunate. Hopefully he's gonna bounce back, you know?
Right, it's not like he's just like this bad dude and he's violating all these, doing all this shit to get in trouble.
Clearly he's turned his life around for the better.
Yeah.
He popped a willy at a charity event.
Showing off for the kids.
At a charity event that he was throwing for the kids. Right. And both charges were dropped. That's what I don't understand.
It's the same judge from 2008. He been fucking with her for 10 years.
But wasn't she trying to get on a shout out and some more shit? Did you guys hear about that?
Cool.
The judge.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, that's definitely something.
She was like,
she said, redo a Boys to Men song.
Yeah.
Shout out to mom from Philly.
And get off Rock Nation and do another.
Is he signed to Rock Nation?
Hmm?
Meek Mill signed to Rock Nation?
Isn't that what it is? Is that what he signed to?
Management.
Oh, okay. Management.
Yeah. Okay, I bet. Didn't know that.
You can go to their website and see.
Yeah, that's true.
Pickering High School students, Madison St. Louis and Cheyenne Brooks. Small. They're in Canada. That's in Canada. Two black teenage girls, 14-year-old ninth graders. They're recently featured on PBS Kids for coming up with a prototype for roll-on butter to solve the problem of cold butter that doesn't spread on bread without tearing it, which is... I hate that when that happens.
Yeah,
when you're, so that's cool. We have to start teaching our kids to, you know, invent things. And
that's hella dope.
Only the kids know what they need for the future. If
they'll
you really
be like,
think about it.
Kids are innovative like that.
They better trademark
think outside
that
the box.
ASAP.
Because that was such a simple idea, but no one really even thought about it.
They had an idea to make it like a knife. No knife needed.
Them niggas were really
just gonna be like a little glue stick. Just turn it out and just spread it on your
shit. Yeah, it's
like
gonna be like a little glue stick container. I guess they were experimenting with different, you know,
different
jars.
Yo, people eat butter, so that's gonna be like a dream come true. Just carry some butter with you.
Any vegan butter.
I feel you, especially when you go to these white restaurants.
Vegan roll on butter.
Niggas wildin'.
What's vegan butter, man? I know, cause I get the whole vegan thing, but like, when you have a substitute, like what right. makes like
nothing, nigga. Vegan in front of it. That's what makes right. vegan butter.
It's not. There's no milk in it though.
Okay.
How?
I don't know.
No. It's just like for certain.
Like
it's not possible.
There's other things you can use.
Then it's not butter.
That's how I feel about turkey bacon. It's not fucking exactly. turkey
it's
bacon.
Not bacon.
It's turkey strips.
Yeah.
That's not bacon. This shit tastes like
bacon. I had some bomb ass turkey bacon. I'm telling you, I thought it was real bacon. I got it. It's like from the butcher, though. It's not like in a package.
I fried that shit in some grease.
I'm telling you. I miss bacon. Tyrese, child abuse charges were dropped. We talked about that last episode.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot happened after we recorded that episode. A lot happened with that. He started crying and shit. He's crying and shit on his Instagram. And,
He got all the memes made and everybody's laughing at this nigga.
What are you guys laughing about?
At that nigga. Because whoever his niggas is not his niggas,
but
man.
Did you
according
see
to videos.
Recently that he was fucking crying again in the kitchen. He was talking about his chef, and I guess his chef is sick. I don't know what it was, but he starts like crying.
You know exactly
twerking.
What you're talking about. He's doing too much, honestly. I'm going to be honest. It doesn't seem genuine.
I was defending him at first, but now that's it. I'm like, come on, bro.
I heard the nigga lied about Will
the
and Jada.
What?
I don't know what you sound right.
But the charges were dropped, so that is fucked up. Maybe moms are out of line.
Maybe he's like sad from his Fast and the Furious homie dying or something.
He's just not 100% right now.
He's not, bro.
That's it.
Niggas need to stop recording them videos.
Yeah, that's one thing I would say. But
he might be doing
the
cell phone.
My nigga was twerking in the kitchen.
No, somebody's recording him. Like, someone's following him and recording him. But he did apologize to The Rock, too, for that shit, I guess. He apologized.
What happened? What happened with him in The Rock?
Yeah, I don't even know.
He was like going off on him. He posted about him on Instagram pretty much. I don't know what the whole background story. Oh shit, I'm fucking touched. But I guess Rock took a role in a movie or something and it's fucking him up.
I see.
It fucked up his money or his some shit like that.
I see.
He brittle.
Damn. The Rock.
I wasn't feeling
nothing.
That part.
Nigga said, I can't eat.
Shit.
Fucking up my shit, B.
But yeah. So Texas gunman kills 26 people in the Texas church. We'll call him a terrorist.
Texas terrorist.
Right. And this is the worst mass shooting in Texas history. 26 dead, 20 wounded. So 10 women, 7 men, 8 children, and an unborn fetus.
That's hella. That's hella fucked up, but that's where we're at in this day and age in America.
The youngest of the kids was 1, and the oldest of the people was 77.
Damn.
He was just like, no.
It's happening a lot. Like, man, they might not be. Somebody not start tripping down out over here.
He wasn't even supposed to have a gun legally.
They tried it out here.
Right. Yeah. They try what?
Doing the little parade with the Nazis or something like that. They tried to come downtown and do something, but they had like another parade that basically
the white
combated
supremacist
it.
Shit.
Oh, right.
When they did all that shit, whatever that place
they
was.
Got
but that's
shit
not even,
fucked up.
But that's not even this. Like, these are just people just going in and just shooting.
Just random shit?
This is just random.
Like a mass shooting. It's just a mass shooting. Somebody went to a church and killed 26 niggas.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So the gunman, though, he shouldn't even have legally been able to get a gun. He was convicted in 2012 when he was in the Air Force of assaulting his first wife and his taller son. And so he had served time in military prison, but I guess the Air Force just admitted that they they didn't release that information. They failed to forward information to the national bases. That would have stopped him from getting the gun.
Right.
What the fuck?
You know,
so they got to be held accountable, right? That's
definitely.
You know, I'm conspiracy
the family
Mac,
should be suing.
It's real.
No, man. I'm not. Put that man out there, man. They doing this shit on purpose, man.
The government, like, oh, put this crazy motherfucker out here.
They're trying to put this gun control,
gonna...
man. I'm trying to tell you. They're going to make guns look bad.
That makes sense.
They're going to make it look bad.
And guns are already in a bad place already.
They're already in a bad place. When most niggas lose guns, they give you gun rights to protect yourself from the government initially.
Okay, okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the government, I'm trying to tell you, bro, they're trying to take control, my nigga. And these incidents keep happening. And it's putting strain on, like, gun control and, like, should we ban guns or how hard is it, should it be to get them? You know what I'm saying? Eventually it's going to come to,
especially if they kill
them
white people.
If they kill them white
folks.
Yeah,
that is true.
Like,
that's a big
white
bro.
People now.
That's
it.
Yeah,
we
that'll change the game.
Come on,
that
bro.
Shit.
Cause you got to have guns. You got to be able to protect yourself from the police also.
Yeah.
Cause you're legally allowed to protect yourself from the police.
Right.
Niggas don't even know that.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. That's like, that's why I was just like, it don't make no sense to have it on license if you can't protect yourself from the worst people.
Right. So enrollment for 2018 Affordable Care Act started November 1st, ends December 15th. And I feel like I went online for ours here and it was saying that it ends November 30th. So just get that done as soon as possible. I'm not sure what they're doing with that. Trump's all
it's just the
funky
Obamacare?
With that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I got that.
Affordable.
Make sure you reapply if you got to.
I'm not going to lie.
Check the status, you know what I'm saying? All of that shit. Make sure you
good
get
it. Good shit.
Yeah,
but
yeah, good.
Get it.
Utilize that shit.
Just cause.
Right. We want to remind people about that. And yeah, that's tea time.
Hey.
Sports. Y'all fuck with sports?
Yeah, I fuck with basketball.
So best
this nigga.
Time of the year.
This nigga LiAngelo Ball and two of his UCLA teammates were arrested in China for stealing some shit.
Hurry up and buy.
They was accused of stealing some sunglasses from the Louis Vuitton store next to the hotel at the Hyatt.
Hurry up and buy.
And they were like $400 to $1,000 shades, whatever.
Glasses, yeah.
And
this is so common for student athletes to steal. I mean, they're not making. It's not like they're
it's
making
common,
money.
But it's in it's, China.
No, and it's stupid. Period. I'm just saying. It's just this is what motherfuckers.
They only stole one pair of shades.
I don't know. I don't know how many.
Yeah, we didn't say how many. Didn't say how many shades. Yeah,
so.
But they can serve 3 to 10 years in China prison if they're convicted. And if they are sent to trial, convinced, the prosecutors in China got a 99% conviction rate.
Wow.
My brother has a friend who was playing overseas in China and someone stole like his iPod or something like that or whatever. And the police out there beat him like almost to death, like right in front of him, and when they caught him and he left, he never went back. I mean, it was just too much for him. He just came home and stopped pooping and everything.
Damn.
They're not fucking around, but
there's a difference. That's control, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's control.
Definitely.
So you think about how they're trying to control us with this national anthem shit, how they're trying to make it so you have to do this shit. They gotta do that shit in China, North Korea. They have to do that shit. Or they gonna get beat. Nigga, that shit is...
It's sad.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, now that's just downright sad. I can't even fathom that shit.
I hope none of that.
I hope he ain't do that shit. Because you already know they're trying to get on LeVar.
I'm about to say, exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking about. It hurts the brand.
Yeah, it hurts the brand.
Horrible.
LeVar said he'll be fine. Everybody's making a big deal. It ain't that big of a deal.
Right.
Shit.
That's what's
LeVar's going to be. He probably
ain't even steal nothing. He probably just ain't snitching on the homies. Oh, that's what I think.
Shit.
Well, hopefully it's not no big deal. Oh, well, I'll be like, come catch me. Are they going to really make them? Are they going to make them come back? I would just be like, come get me. Are you going to really come and get me from
I got
a charge in China. Fuck you niggas.
Don't they got a game tomorrow?
I don't know. Sure. I'm saying they ain't getting me. I ain't going to jail in China. That's what the fuck I'm saying. Trust.
I'm not going to jail, period.
Right, but I definitely won't be in fucking China.
Yeah.
So some moves have been made in the NFL as well as the NBA. The Carolina Panthers traded Kelvin Benjamin to the Bills. Wide receiver gained a little weight over the offseason. He wasn't producing like he used to. Eric Bledsoe wanted out of the Suns, Phoenix Suns, and that was granted. He got sent to the Milwaukee Bucks. Y'all pay attention to any of that? Basketball? NBA?
I fuck with football a little bit. Football. I just been able to watch it.
Okay.
That was football, right?
Football.
Yeah, I'm a basketball. I'm a basketball. He's the football guy.
Eric Bledsoe got traded to the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So he's with Milwaukee for Greg Monroe. Or some shit.
Okay.
But so Milwaukee got better, I think.
Why are they still doing all these trades and shit? When did they stop? When did it stop?
The trade deadline is like in February.
I need a lighter.
It ain't gonna stop for a minute.
I need a lighter too.
The league's at an interesting place.
The league's popping right now.
I'm a Celtics fan myself. I'm gonna be honest. I was born in Boston, like I said. So
both leagues are popping right now.
That's what I pay attention to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just hella competitive. Way more competitive than it's been. Like the last 3 years, true. Especially NFL.
Deshaun Watson tore his motherfucking ACL in practice on a non-contact incident.
Oh my gosh. That's so sad.
That sucks because that boy was working.
Yeah.
That's the money.
I've been watching that nigga since high school.
That boy is nice.
That nigga is that nigga.
The week after he shreds the Seahawks, he came close, almost got the win. He was killing us. And then that shit happened. That shit fucked up, bro. So he's done for the season, of course.
He was Tom Savage gonna is going to replace him.
Tom Savage is cheeks.
but
you know they're not going to sign Colin Kaepernick, so they're going to run with that weak-ass white boy.
They should definitely sign Kaepernick.
No, the league is not taking that nigga back.
They
nobody.
Only came out and said they're not going to sign him or gave like a whack-ass reason why they weren't going to pick him.
The Patriots are going back to the boat, though. That's all I know.
And that's sports. Oh, LeBron James did have 57 points the other day.
LeBron put up 57 and only won by 8, but he did that.
Hey, he can't do it all, man.
Yeah, he can't do it all.
Come on. It's not that nigga.
That nigga kill it, though.
I like your song this week. Lion Babe sucked last week.
I fucking Lion Babe, though.
Huh?
It's so filthy. So my song, this week, I'm about to send it.
This nigga wanna send it. I just... That's why Paul's over here late. I'd be like, I haven't got the song.
The song is this cat. This cat, his name is Brent Fayez.
Okay.
Brent Fayez.
Fire!
He's on iTunes.
He's on Sorry, Apple Phil. Music. That's why I heard him. Throw him in my chill slappery playlist. Because he got a cool little vibe. So, go ahead. Slap that. Pronouncing that correctly.
How you spell it?
You can follow him on Twitter at BrentFayez.
Nice.
Fayez.
I had to listen to that album.
His album's out called Sonda Sun.
So I decided to do Chris Brown Tempo for my song. It's 45 track.
45? Album.
Oh, yeah, 45 tracks.
Oh, damn, 45 tracks.
I heard that shit. It's like platinum.
I know that you want to change your place, girl. I got that for you. I know you need a good, good girl. I'ma drop that on you. Girl, you just like me. I know that you nasty. I know that you weak. Yeah. Girl, don't be shy. Just admit it. As soon as you do, you can come through and get it. Girl.
I'm gonna feel you rush, girl.
Feel you
it's just us, girl. Let me know what's up, girl. What's up, girl? Cause I'm gonna throw it down.
We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah, we was going back and forth with this.
Is Chris Brown, does Chris Brown have any classic songs?
Definitely.
Does he have cuts? We know he has cuts. Hella cuts. But I mean, like, you know, like, those are those undeniably, like, classic songs.
Because you got Stand the Test of Time songs. Are you going to be 80 years old and that Chris Brown come on? You're going to be like, oh!
Will the younger people fuck with it? Will the older people fuck with it? Classic song.
I think so. Yeah.
What song?
You.
You?
Yeah, a lot of people don't even know about that one. I'm not even talking about that one. I'm talking about
the. Yeah. Oi. When you're out there doing you, remember this. They respect you more when you were the official you. Introducing Oi Brand.
All right. So we have Seattle natives are here, right? Y'all from Seattle? Where are you from? Tacoma?
Nah.
I'm just kidding.
I'm from Seattle.
That's FTB, the one thing you say to make him sound like mad. Like,
I know, I was kidding.
He'll get you.
Oh, like you did with AK.
Should I forget Tacoma, though.
Should we, 1 second on that.
Oh, yeah, shout out to AK. I said she was from Tacoma, and she's not from Tacoma.
I fucked up.
Not from Tacoma.
Yes. He introduced her on that local pick, local music pick.
My bad, baby.
She's so Seattle, she said.
I'm 23.
300.
Nigga, you are what? 23? 24?
I'm ageless, baby.
Like I said, these little niggas, I'm pushing 31 in this motherfucker. I'm auntie.
I'm still a little young. This is
big sis.
So cool.
Big sis.
Yeah, I'm holding on.
Oh, okay. What are you, 27?
I'm 28. Shut you know, I'm still 20 something.
Still in my
20s.
You're holding on to it.
I'm holding on. By threat.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Our young niggas, you know, we gotta reach out to our young nigga audience.
Yeah, man. So it's Hannah. Thanks for having us once again. I'll say that real shit. I appreciate you guys for having us.
So, outside of FTB, what else you guys do?
Shit, outside of FTB.
This is Niles, y'all.
Yeah, my name is Niles Davis. Outside of FTB, I guess realistically, necessarily there is no outside of FTB. That's kind of like the main goal. That's the main thing. We're trying to strive all of us to, you know, kind of just get together and, you know, build something that's bigger than us realistically. Because I know I want to be an entrepreneur. So even when like I'm going to school or, you know, going to work and I'm thinking about the future, it's like my main goal is to like, you know, come back to them. Describe, you know, business plans or, you know, just talk about art or, you know, just talk about just growth and whatever it is. So that's just the main thing for me. We were just always trying to parlay, you feel me? I think that's why we rock
damn
with each other.
That's the same answer, basically. Deadass. Not deadass. Like, you know, everybody do what they got to do for now, but the whole goal is to invest into the group and so everybody can make something out the group and eventually branch off and, you know, live how everybody want to live and should be stars and shit.
You guys are on the way. And you guys can take care of me. Remember me, big sis.
Can't forget that.
Yeah, but that's why we do like parties and like throw clothes and, you know, like he makes clothes and I make music and, you know, stuff like that. It's just exposed us to like, I guess, just different ways of making like a living, you know, just living life, just I guess outside the box. That's kind of what FTV stands for. Oh yeah, just while we're here, I'm gonna have to say shout out to all the bros since we're playing this. Shout out to Mo, shout out to Willie,
like
shout out to Wheeler. Who else? Tyler, T. Lee. Who else we missing?
TZ, Taxman.
My guy, Beecha, Kama.
Faye. Mary.
Matt Hall, and Jihad. All
right.
Yeah, nah, but basically, so yeah.
Explain FTB. What does it sound for?
FTB, it just started off as just some stuff like back in the day when we were in high school, just like really just off some like genuine friendships where we just all related in a way where it was just like kind of unique compared to everyone else. And then as we got older, you know, just getting older, you got to think about, you know, ways to like, you know, just live and just, you know, set yourself up for the future. So we just all naturally had like stuff we were interested in, you know, and when we realized, I guess, what we could do, you know, I guess when we just started testing out things, we just, you know, I guess took it from there and started growing. I guess that's where it's at. Like Mo and them, they weren't always a part of the shit, but when they linked up with us, it was like a natural ass, like genuine friendship. It wasn't about no music or anything. We just like kicked it hella and then eventually just, you know, kept building from there.
Everyone kind of does something. I know you guys have like a DJ,
DJ BDB.
Yep.
Are you guys like, is it Team iPod?
Shout out to Team iPod.
Shout out to my team.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. I guess. You know,
FTB.
Yeah.
y'all,
yeah, we're just a creative collective, you know.
Nice. It's nice to have a team.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely nice. I don't think we'd be where we're at without them. Everyone that's getting together. And just to clear it up for everyone that like, you know, be asking like what it means, like when we say like for the bread or for the bros or all that shit, like how you're saying earlier. Mm-hmm. Really, it's just like, when we say, because originally it started off with, like, fuck that bitch, and, like, we were just, like, wild and young, and it was just, like, on some, like, reckless shit, you know?
Right.
But, like, as we got older, it really became about, like, you know, just, like, standing up for what you believe in, and, like, what I mean by that, you could say fuck that bitch to, like, a guy, a girl, an entity of people, you know, like, or, you know, like, a business, excuse my language, or, you know, right, whatever, I don't know what I'm saying, but anyway, like, for me, exactly, it was, like, fuck that bitch to, like, the industries, you know, and, you know,
right.
Like,
not
with the contracts.
A
yeah,
theme,
not yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, so and then from that just grew on to, well, it was always like, you know, for the bros, fuck the bullshit. Bro. You know, just, you know, shit that people can relate to and, you know, just like I said, thinking outside the box and, you know, really standing in the norm when your norm isn't what everyone else's norm is and, you know, right, things like that.
And I've seen you guys have some merchandise, some new stuff coming out.
Yeah, we have these for the bread hoodies. Boy, yeah, he's explained that one.
But damn, it's just simple. My nigga Mook came out with the design though, but it's just a replica of the Cash Money logo. Those will be coming out on Sunday with the new website launch. FTBWorldwide.com.
Nice.
You can see.
Go check that out.
I'm gonna get some shit.
Three different colorways.
And you also have Basics, which is something separate.
Yes, that's my brand.
And Basics has a website?
Yeah. Back to the number, basics.co.
Say it again.
Back to base.
Oh, back,
back
to
the
basics.
Back to the basics.co, but the number two.
To the basics?
Yeah.
And
I forgot the website.
Look, word of advice with your clothes, man.
Get
make
big sizes.
Clothes for big niggas, man.
Like, for real, that's true.
That's a whole demographic,
that's
my
true.
Man. Like,
no,
you
really.
You know what I'm saying? You got big niggas.
No,
you
it's true.
Fact.
If you do that, if it's hard to find, though, they're going to come.
Right, it's going to be some exclusive. Like,
I done had a couple of big nigga sizes. The whole thing is, when I get the big nigga sizes, bro, they just don't gonna be going fast enough for
you. Yeah, so yeah. She gotta get him special. Oh, you got you special order. Boom, get that money, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or get like five. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be doing that sometimes. I still be having them. I'll be like, man, fuck these shits, bro.
But we gonna get them off, man. Big niggas, fuck with my niggas. The support.
Nah, let me get off. I'll just be like, bro, I'm impatient as fuck. Yeah. I hate having that shit sitting around. I'll be like, bro, take this shit.
Oh my goodness. Get some shit for the big niggas.
Fat bitches need love too, Craig.
Eventually, you're gonna have to have merch is there. You're gonna get tired, like, damn, all this shit just in here. All these
I just don't have
this
bitch right now. That's the only reason I'm hella mad. I'm
I feel like, you.
Angry ass.
All this shit in my fucking back closet and shit.
So tell me some of your guys' major influences as far as music, fashion, life.
Shit, I don't have to say, like, the people I grew up listening to. You know, and for me, that would be like, I guess, the high school era where it's just like, you know, Nipsey, Currency, Drake, Wiz, you know, like that whole, like, 2000, I think it was 2009 or 2010, like, XXL freshman class, like, when niggas was really just, like, I don't know, to me, it was like, music was just, like, in a whole different wave. It was just like,
yeah,
it was dope as shit, so.
It fell off, is what you're saying.
No, I didn't say it fell off, but it was just, like, something that, like, because, you know, like, before, I guess, Nipsey and all those cats were coming out, I guess the niggas that were, like, doing their thing were, like, I guess, like, you know, 50, which is hella dope, you know, like, Jay, like, you know, like, I guess people that you had to, like, you know, you had the chance to listen to them for a minute, so.
Right.
After that, it was something, like, new to me. It was, like, up and coming.
Definitely.
So those are the cats that.
It's crazy to hear, like, a younger cat talk about. Because, you know, for me, it's like Kanye. Jay and the niggas and shit like
but Kanye's in the mix too.
Yeah, Kanye's in the mix too though, yeah.
But it was just like, that's when I was younger. Like, you know, I remember like my brother like getting the CD and like that's when I wasn't even choosing my music type shit, you know?
Right. But you heard some shit like, damn,
this is
dope.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What about you, Hayes?
Shit, for fashion, I probably said that nigga Young L. He was doing the brand Pink Dolphin and like Nigo and I was just really paying attention to, like, Pink Dolphin and Bape. And I like Ebizu and, like, Red Monkeys and shit like that back in the day. Like, I just like their design concepts. Like, the simplicity in the graphics and, like, you know, just the type of quality they put into it. Like, Pink Dolphin was making glow-in-the-dark tees back in the day. Like, nobody, I don't know a brand that's still doing that.
Right.
Or has done that since. So it was just, like...
Cage is a cool quality. Guy.
Yeah, he's
cool. I'm going to let him... style a photo shoot for me or something.
Yeah, whenever.
Cool.
Motto mode.
How do you guys feel about the entertainment scene in Seattle?
I think it's dope.
The entertainment scene, you think so?
It's decent.
I think it's like I fuck with it. Like I don't know. Like there's a lot of like cats that I have been seeing like working and it's like. I don't know, I fuck with when people get it, you know, and there's a lot of people in different areas that people might not even know of really getting it, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, like, there's this girl named Emmy from the North that no one really knows about, but she's, like, you know, kind of, like...
Big deal.
Yeah, you know, like, people we do know, like, Dave, you know, I don't know, people like Travis Thompson, you know, cats like that, they're really, like... For me, that's just, like, dope to see.
Right. Yeah.
People just don't work together enough here.
That's what
you were saying.
Yep, exactly. That's what our other artists were saying.
Everybody a little bougie, but I understand it. Cause I be like that too sometimes. So,
like, fuck them niggas.
Yeah,
I don't need nobody. Like, I can do this shit my damn self.
I be on that shit sometimes, but sometimes I don't be on that shit.
Any advice?
Shit, to people out there for music.
For music and for fashion.
Just work hard. Put in hours. You put in more than enough. Satisfied and happy.
Yeah.
Never been comfortable.
I would, just basically back that up and just say, grind it out, be consistent, don't be afraid. You know, I get being a perfectionist, but at the end of the day, for people that are out there, you know, just at one point, you know, just gotta let it go.
All right. So we wanna know about you guys' next event. Can come through.
Ooh.
You got anything?
Sure, announce it.
Yeah.
God damn, man, shit.
What you guys got coming up?
We're gonna have a FTV Toe Jam party on the on November 24th.
Yeah.
For like a little Thanksgiving. Well,
that's coming up.
Yeah.
November 24th. Where's it at?
We got RSVP.
Oh, yeah. You guys have those special. Mm-hmm. It's like real exclusive.
It's not even real exclusive. It's just like,
what
you know.
You want to know.
The vibe is exclusive. Yeah. I'll say that. You're not going to get this vibe nowhere else.
Right.
You know,
that's but you guys do have something on
the
24th.
Yeah. It's going to be a big ass little party, you know.
Follow all the socials to figure out.
Right. So give us
Freshest
your social.
Pilot.
Give us your.
At Freshest Pilot on everything.
At Freshest Pilot. SB Hayes.
Yeah, and I'm Niles Davis. That's NYLES. Not I. Niles Davis.
On everything. Sure.
Yeah, on everything.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
We got some games we're going to play with you guys now. Some fun stuff so y'all can... I left a bottle at the house. We should... We need to get these guys drunk.
It's
okay.
All good.
Okay. So we're going to do name one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do... I'm going to say, you know, name one thing... Da 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 da. Okay. Name one thing you can't go to sleep without.
Marijuana.
Come on.
Sheets.
That's a good one.
For real. Pillowcase shit. Okay. Name one thing you add to every meal.
Johnny's.
Ooh, yeah, salt. Right. I have to say salt too. Damn, that's a good one.
You can say it's salt.
Yeah,
that's fine. Say salt. That's fine. Okay. Name one thing you need to start your day.
Weed.
Breakfast. I need breakfast for real.
Like breakfast.
Yeah, that's my I'm a big foodie.
Started on my day with a blunt of strawberry.
Hey. That's my favorite Gucci song. Name one thing you lied to your ex about. Federal.
I plead the fifth.
Name one thing. Come on. Come on. You gotta answer. It don't gotta be super. When I ask you this,
I don't care about with the bitch no more. So I cheated on the bitch. Don't care.
This nigga is a fool. Go ahead.
What about you?
No, did he say something? Did he say something?
It's two different things. He said he cheated on
her. I cheated on her.
He lied.
I did it.
I told you I never cheated, bitch. I lied.
I did it.
She probably knows. Shit.
She knows good.
Playing together.
She just gave her closure. Now she's going to be like...
No. I mean, man, what are you guys asking right here? I don't know what to say. Not applicable.
He said, I put the
fan.
Not applicable.
All right. We might come back on that one for you. Name one thing you've been in a fight over.
Damn. I've been in a fight over a bro. Like the bro was about to
Right.
We were young. It was like a FTB bro and we were just young and reckless. And like I guess the B Hayes was about to help the homie in the fight because I guess he was taking the L. And the homie was about to get hit with the skateboard, so I had to like come in. Like I just couldn't
was
let that happen.
Was this on Capitol Hill?
Uh-uh.
No.
Yeah, this is in the cut. Like the fight.
Did it
have
to
bridge.
Be physical or verbal?
No.
We.
Definitely. Oh, let me talk about B. Hayes though in fighting. One second. When my brother had to stop you from stabbing, wanted to get out and stabbing the dude.
Crazy. Oh man, cause that nigga is stupid. I guess I got in a fight over the bitch, but it wasn't even my bitch. That's the last one. This I'm not even gonna talk about.
Yeah,
it.
No.
Like
that. All right. Name one thing you stole.
Oh man.
Some fucking sandwiches from QFC every day. Damn near, nigga. I mean, got it.
Yeah. I stole groceries before.
Niggas gotta eat, B.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I've definitely walked out with a cart before, real brave.
Oh yeah.
A what?
A cart.
Oh, a cart?
Yeah.
I used to steal whole grocery shopping
trips.
Oh, like with the grocery
the full cart.
Out here. Yeah. Throw everything in the cart.
Yeah. Walk out. Got to Albertson get some chicken strips. And
y'all are actually lying.
Yeah, it's out of pocket. I'm not going to lie.
That's funny.
You know?
Barbecues, all the shit.
I don't deny that. It's just funny.
Because you gonna eat it, you gonna know.
Right, exactly. I wouldn't care.
Shit, groceries are expensive. I'm gonna be real with you.
Name one thing you purchased with the intent to return it.
Clothes I use for photo shoots.
Let me get this real quick.
Damn. I don't think I do that.
Like probably for a specific purpose.
Not because I seen it done, because I, you know, like, yeah, I had a little side jig in a hustle where basically I was doing, like, film work, and I seen how they did it and how they modeled their people, and they would just return it.
I have gotten a pair of shoes from somewhere, and I fucked them up, and I was like, whatever, and I returned them, like, knowing, like, it was my fault, like, but one day, and literally the next day, like, these are fucked up, I return them. But it wasn't my intentions. If they had stayed nice, I would have kept them.
When I was a kid, my grandma sent me to Safeway up the hill, and I dropped the bleach and broke the cap. And I spilled bleach everywhere. She sent me back to do it. I was like, they're not going to take it. But they took it, though.
I have a story of my dog drinking bleach.
Buying something in intent to return.
I had to. I was scared, though.
All right. Name one thing you sneak into the movie theater.
Food.
Easy. Like food or candy?
Shit. Like
both.
Both.
I have a meal.
The snacks. You smell like onions and shit in the fucking movie theater.
I'll be the nigga making noise. And
chips and shit have a loud crunching. That's why I don't have certain shit.
I try to open it up before, you know, get started.
Yo, my nigga mail stuffed 2 5-guy cheeseburgers.
My mama, the one in written, I'm not playing. That's what I was just about to say. Every time I go there, nigga, I touch the bag. And
but you can bring, like, in Cali, you can bring food and
shit. Is in LA, homie. We went to the strip club. The homie bought the Subway sandwich before.
Right.
He stuffed it in his
sandwich. But there, I was in LA before. Wait, in the strip club?
Right before he said, "Ooh, Kenny, I forgot I had the sandwich." Put it in the sack.
Shout out to West Hollywood.
That night was wild, nigga. Oh,
hell no.
Man. Put the strip club, put the sandwich on.
That's hella funny, dog.
It's disgusting.
Oh, God.
Name one thing you can't stand that a girl does during sex.
One thing that a girl does during sex that I don't like?
Right.
Man.
Shit.
Well, she don't know how to ride the pipe.
You hate when she... Yeah. So what she do on it?
When she scoops.
It's not like for me, it's not like
so she scoops.
She only feel good to her.
I should be hurting. Like, I'd be like, nah, my feet.
She'd be like, yeah. She'd be like, nah, bitch. You know y'all tippy toes.
All right. Lazy.
For me, it was whatchamacallit, when they're not, like, I guess just, like, confident and just, like, being, like, just, like, freaky. I don't know.
Right. And they're holding back.
I don't usually do this, bitch. Shut. Please. Damn.
Just do it.
No, damn, when you do this shit, you here.
Name one thing you do that other people might think is weird. You guys are just
everything.
Literally, that's all I was gonna say.
That's what I was saying.
Every fucking thing pictures me. I smoke way too much weed for one. I got an issue.
You do smoke a lot of weed.
But yeah, I got problems.
It's okay. Ah, I keep trying.
I care about food too much.
Oh, yeah, this nigga for sure. You got a fucking problem.
It's serious?
Mm-hmm. It's bad. I'm a foodie.
What's your favorite place to eat?
Good.
Local
my favorite
places.
Place to eat?
Could have shown some places.
God damn, you got Cactus. I feel like people have been there before. That's
Cactus
a nice little Spanish spot.
Not that good.
Really?
It's like white people, Mexican food.
Shit, I fuck with the fajitas. I'm not gonna lie.
But I've never had a fajita, so.
I fuck with Din Tai Fung. I fuck with Island Soul. I fuck with soy. You ever been to soy?
It smells in there. Whenever I've been there, it smells really bad.
Where, soy?
Yeah.
I got a bad nose. It's over.
Yeah.
I can't smell much, I guess.
King Deli, my favorite place to
King
eat.
Deli. Sorry,
nah, nah. For the deal, GM, but I'll fuck with the motherfucking. What's that place called? Oh, it's a couple of fish house.
Ooh.
Yeah. I finally went there. We talked about that on episode 3.
If you ain't been there,
bomb.
Go ahead.
That fish
Uncle
is bomb.
Uncle Thurms is hitting too.
It's the fish. It's bomb.
I ain't tried the fish. I just get the wings every time.
I went and got the wings, and everyone told me to get them. I got them, and we didn't like them so much.
What?
They were cool, but
these niggas are hot.
The fish was bomb.
The wings got the best flavor I've ever had.
Maybe we got the wrong ones.
I'm not gonna lie, every time I go in there, though, I wanna get the fish sandwich because it looks so
good.
But
the fried fish is bomb as fuck.
The fish be sticking out the side of the bread.
We got one more game. Would you rather? Would you rather get shot and never be able to walk again? Or would you rather be the shooter and spend 25 years in prison?
Damn. That's real hard. I'm not gonna lie, because all my niggas gonna run me around.
Right. Hold on, but if I can't walk again, can I still flay?
Then yeah, fuck it, I'll get
like
shot.
Like, can I still be in a wheelchair? You know, can I do my thing?
Yeah, you can do your thing.
Oh, okay.
You can be in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I'd take the wheelchair then. You know, I'm gonna be free. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can still do, you know? I can't be in jail, man. That's not me.
You can still use your arms.
For 25 years, I'm gonna be in there for life.
I might as well kill myself. Like, it's over.
I'm gonna do something that's not me.
So you guys are getting shot. That works.
Yeah, unless I go to jail today, nigga. I'll do, nigga.
Oh, 25, you'll be old.
I'll be like
48.
We're in there like the good.
I'll still be 300, so it don't matter.
So, okay. Have your girl in front or back seat with a car full of homies.
It all depends on what she hop in, man. Right now, though, shit, baby got to ride in the front.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the front, too. All
right. Have her mind or her purse?
I need that mind, because that mind get that purse.
Yeah, good. So, yeah, I need the mind.
Romantic or rough sex?
Rough.
Who said rough?
Me. Rough. Rough is romantic.
Nah, I just thought
it. Only be allowed to do foreplay with hands or mouth.
Wow. You said what now? It depends on who it is.
I guess I'm going to say mouth because then I'll just pick and choose wisely.
Yeah, it depends on who it is. For the mouth, but yeah, I definitely am more of a mouth.
Mouth, got it. This is hilarious. Okay.
What that mouth do?
Okay, so this is for you, B. Back when. Backwood or Swisher with. And it's your, the last gram. Okay, wait, what?
It's the last gram in the world. Would you rather use a backwood or a switcher?
No. Oh, yeah, that's easy.
Oh, you niggas know the answer to that. Like, I don't give a fuck. Backwood.
What about you? Shit. I just don't get the last gram in the world.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to
get the highest I can.
Yeah.
That switcher ain't finna do shit.
You know how I feel about them fucking crap ass backwoods.
You're gonna be high as hell, though.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Gotta throw away half the goddamn shit. Can't stand it.
It better not have no veins in it either. That's
I wouldn't even smoke it. I'll just hold it in case of emergency. The last gram. You gotta smoke that wisely.
There ain't no last gram.
I'm gonna go find it.
Sex in the shower or on the floor?
On the floor.
Yeah, I'm gonna say on the floor.
It's safer.
I feel like that shower shit is just overrated sometimes.
There's a lot of sex questions there.
I hate being in the shower. I'm too big.
If you don't got the mat on the floor, it's over.
Yeah.
Shit's slippery.
All right. Name the first thing. Okay, ready? First thing you do when your girl is on the way over.
Shower.
Roll the wood.
first thing you do when the police get behind you?
Oh, shit.
Get scared.
First thing you buy when you walk in the store?
Haribo candy.
Jones soda. Or water. Or get it.
Something to drink, nigga. First thing you buy if you would hit the lotto. If you'd hit the lotto.
Real estate.
Flight.
First thing you say when you wake up and your girl's holding your phone. No.
No. I said yo.
I'm sorry, I'm just in tears at these questions.
There's no words for that, really.
That's a head wrap. I'm gonna be honest.
I might not even wake up. I might just come back over. Go to sleep. I don't got nothing to hide, though, so it's good.
Like, nah, I'm gonna just say, some shit like, what's good? What are you doing?
I got nothing to hide. I'm going right.
First thing you hide if you look out the peephole and you see the police.
Hold on, say that one more time.
The first thing you hide if you look at the out the peephole and you see the police.
If I'm at my house, nothing.
Yeah, what to say? I don't got nothing to hide in the crib.
In the crib.
So. Name one thing you lied to your ex about, Niles.
Why are you shitting? Damn, I guess like a place and a location.
There you go.
That works. Good answer.
$1 million question. After agreeing to either one of these things, $1 million will be put into your hand. Okay? For $1 million, would you rather eat a large cockroach every day of your life? Or do 5 years in max security prison?
You said for the rest of your life?
So I get $1 million. I get $1 million for every cockroach.
No, one time.
Hold on. So yeah, hold on.
Yeah, you don't get $1 million, Eric.
You're guaranteed to get out the max security.
Yeah, 5 years.
I'm fucking up. I'm fucking up.
I'm not eating a cockroach every goddamn day.
You can't tell nobody you coming out to that neither.
I wouldn't even want to do a meal.
No, 5 years. They can't even know what I did.
That's a salary, $200 a year.
Gonna come out balling.
Let someone piss in your mouth. Or not get on the internet for 25 years.
I'll not get on the internet for 25 years. Fuck Twitter. Fuck all that, nigga. Oh, duck off. Nigga.
Send a pigeon to your ass, nigga.
We got cell phones. I'm knocking back to straight numbers.
I second that.
Yeah, that piss shit, that was crazy. What if someone had to just drink hella water and they was just water?
You don't know what a nigga got. That's crazy.
What if you got to test them? What if it was like a baby?
Over. Hot.
You know they probably
said
don't
what time?
You probably don't got anything.
The exact.
Baby might fuck around actually shit on you.
Lose the ability to see or lose the ability to orgasm.
I think
life changing.
I think
yo, that's really life changing.
That is. I swear to God.
Damn, hold on. I think I'll go blind. Fuck it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Damn.
Cause as long as I got a bitch that care about me, I'll go blind. For real.
Isn't that supposed to be one of the best feelings?
And my senses have been better, so y'all already know.
Look at the other senses, you'll be able to hear hella good.
I hope she care about me. That's
all. You're gonna be blind. Bitch, put that knife down.
Stevie Wonder did it, then damn.
Yeah.
I know, and he'd be out here still kegging them, damn.
You know what things look like. What about you? You said you can't see.
Yeah.
Yeah, see. All right. That's the last question. Thank you, guys.
That's a good one.
That's a cold one.
Are you freestyling?
Shit, what's the beat?
Oh, niggas don't remember that. You remember that?
No, I don't know. That's why
I'm
like laughing. I don't know what
she's doing. That's old school. All right, man, coming with it. I know you got some shit.
I'm
going to
freestyle one day.
I'm going to freestyle one of these days. Or I'm going to write something.
I'm a ghostwriter. Like this?
Is this smooth? Hey. Look. Okay. I said like this. I was just a young, snotty nose and big body clothes. I looked into my brothers, but adios. They gone, my mom did the same, we was all alone. Left to be raised by the streets, shaped by defeat. Built for tough, took else like a beast. And bounced back like I knew I would and I knew I could. Look, and I started over, baby, it's, I'm about to, yeah, okay. It go like, look, baby, I'm just stepping with it. I'm so fresh with it, be hazed with me, look. Are we gonna have to keep all this?
No.
All right, bet. I'm about to just fuck around with it. Yeah. Look, hey. Like I said, I just wanna have fun with it.
First bar is hard.
Look. Can I get a topic, actually? Fuck it. Give me a topic. What we gonna talk about? Okay. Look. Broke bitches in the club, bro. Bitches in the club, they gets no love. They can't hit this wood. It's all good. Hey, I'm FTB. Everybody F with me. Look, it's Hayes and Mo Money. We get the money, look. Wheeler, shout out to him. He looking for me, shit. When we in this shit, we be with the shit. It be hella lit. Crib with the bit. Chicks, right on 16. I can't give the address, nigga, that fresh look. It's like a play, man. 2030 Jackson is where it all happens. I really be sliding, I'm wildin'. My name is Niles, and I be styling. Look, I hit the weed, I blow the tree on the sometime. But sometimes I be on a sober tip, cause it helped me unwind. I write rhymes on the daily shit. I'ma do this shit until it pay me. Cup of noodles, used to eat the shit, but filet. I don't know. But I'ma keep going, ayy. But I'ma keep flowing, look. Hayes next to me, he been there since 09. Yeah, he fresh, man. He been square. Say, I'm playing dog, we just, what should I say next? Give me another topic. I'll fuck with the topic. Okay.
Swipe.
Hey, shit. Swipe, man. It be nice when I got that EBT. Man, it really helped me eat. Look, I swear I get the 139. That's some real shit every month. Nigga, that shit really something. Look, I put that to the groceries, man. I'm trying to eat, man. Like you niggas know it's me. When I'm in the building, I got $20. I mean, $100. I mean, $1,000 entrees. Niggas knowing how we do it, man, we get it always, man, we get it all day, man, this the new wave, I had to say it, man, it's Niles Davis, I really don't play, I mean, sometimes with the females, I do play, look, I don't know, I need another topic, but really, shit, I don't know, I'm just, like, fucking around with it, y'all can keep going if y'all want, hey, I'm with it. Shit, camo jacket, look. Camo jacket, that was me in New York. Man, this wood, I need to pass it, man. I remember each train going fast as 40 minutes to Manhattan, man. I really tried to do it, dog. Shit, now I'm on the sea, man, I'm on the west. This Seattle, man, we do it when we smoke the best. I might be mumbling, yeah, I'm stumbling. Yeah, I might be rambling, but I'm really trying to do this shit. What should I say next? Man, it's FTB, camo jackets, man, we blend in like the leaves when it's autumn. I really got this, man, I'm falling. Backwoods, man, it ain't that good if it ain't in the backwoods. A shout out to Mac Dre when we in the Bay, I got hit. That was on tour. Real
man.
Shit, that was some sad shit. We got hit. It really happens to a lot of people, though. I guess Sandwich Hot happened to, happened to Dave B, too. Happened to all of us. It's sad.
Good, Cuddy, man. You told niggas, man. We just wasn't even living right. We wasn't even at the hotel.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
Okay. I hate when niggas and females fucking are acting like bitches and then get mad when you call them a bitch. So, if you're acting like a bitch, you can't get mad if you're getting called a bitch. I don't care if it's disrespectful, blah, 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 blah. Take a step back. Reevaluate the situation. Are you acting like a bitch? All right. So check yourself, not the messenger. And, you know, whoever raised you bitch-ass niggas, y'all my pet peeves, too. And that's it.
Ugly nigga. Guidelines.
She trying to change the name of my shit.
Ugly cuff nigga guidelines.
We're gonna do the ugly cuff nigga guidelines. Right. For niggas that's ugly and you cuffed like me. We out here. You get cuffed with your ugly ass. You gotta be understand that she fucking with your ugly ass. So you ain't gotta be all insecure and shit in your relationship and get mad when she looking at a nigga that might be friendly to you. She just gonna be them niggas. She gonna look. But nigga, just know, nigga. You the nigga that's hitting them. You good. You already in the game.
It's good.
It's good.
Don't
she's
scare her
with
out
because
she gonna
don't
be
scare
like,
off.
He's stressing me out and he's
yeah,
ugly.
Man. You gotta be solid in your relationship.
Do your job.
Especially if you hitting them right, cooking. What y'all say? You cleaning up.
All that
good
stuff.
Go get pedicures.
All the shit.
Yeah,
shit. Spice up your lifestyle.
Spice it up.
Oh my God.
Be secure, my ugly niggas.
Never seen before, you feel me?
Somebody love your ugly ass.
Local music. Local music.
Local music.
So I have Broke Niggas by D-Valley featuring Project Pat and Wiz Khalifa. And this single can be found on Spotify.
What you doing here for? Shit, you want a broke nigga? Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
You want a broke nigga? Hell no.
Hell no.
If you broke, what you doing here for? Shit. Had to climb from the bottom, kinda hard to get replaced. I couldn't seem to get it straight. Then I shook the way gone we came up. Benny Hines for the lunch, he back broke his hand out. I've been doing this for months, can't keep this shit a secret. Sold 5 when I leased it, bought 8 by the beach. He coming out by the street, pulling down to the lot. Pop the trunk so I can shop. We talk low, you don't hear me. You ain't seeing what I talk. We on the way, you can't stress it. Dumb high, staying fresh. I'm a rubber band, a rat. Getting to with nothing less, the pit burn, the stripes earn. I'ma wiggle off a turn, you can't stop where I'm going. Getting far, shit's wrong. You want a broke nigga? Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
You want a broke nigga? Hell no.
Hell no.
If you broke, what you doing here for? Shit. You want a broke nigga? Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
This shit is dope.
Nigga? Hell no.
I fuck with that. Yeah.
So nice. You wanna go? We're gonna let our guest choose a song.
Choose a song?
Yeah.
I don't know what song. Oh yeah.
Sent it already.
Yeah, I sent it. Lil Mosey. Shit. I forgot. Hold on, my bad. I'm blanking out on the name right now too. It's called Lame Shit Free Kilo.
Broke, I'm making payments. Never pay for pussy, you a lame bitch. Me, my niggas never on that lame shit, gang shit. Pull up and we fucking bang, bitch, say shit. I show Nathan, that's a case, quick claim it. If you claim yourself, some fake shit, stay stitch. Bar stuck, then I lane switch.
Pull up, I'm flexing out that coupe, bitch. Looking back, I'm asking what it do, bitch. Since a youngin', I was always on that money shit.
Money.
Now I'm ballin' any niggas on that funny shit. Money quick, actin' up, now that's some dummy shit. New state, I just caught another 30 clip. Move, bitch, I'm getting tired of your funny shit. Funny kicks, cause I'm fresh up out of jungle, bitch. Talkin' out your neck, you gon' get slapped out. She was on my day when she saw racks out. But she only hit my phone cause I'm up now.
I like that.
Who's Young that? Cat from Seattle.
Does he have an Instagram?
I think so. It's like Lil Mosey 1320 or something like that.
Well,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you.
Let me do D-Valley's. I forgot to do so we can add it in. D-Valley's on iTunes, and then his Instagram is D-Valley underscore second life.
My local pick is Clem Rashad out of Tacoma. The song's called The Code.
Make your whole set dip dip like I'm Killer Cam. They know I'm bringing in the heat like the end of winter. You niggas sinner, Clem Rashad the winner. Feeling like a sinner was born godly. This rap shit's no hobby. I stand on my own too, like New Harley. Boom, room, I'm the dopest in the room. Make your critics disappear like Jesus in the tomb. I'm the best man, I don't need no croon. No question, you gon' see here soon. It's so destined, I am not impressed when all these niggas talking loud and they going like pum. One for the money, two for the show. Three for my niggas who be living by the code. Four, five, stay alive. Six, get rich. They ain't want a nigga have a shit. One for the money, two for the show. Three for my niggas who be getting to the dough. Four, five, stay alive. Six, stay rich. Cause they ain't want a nigga have a shit. I'm feeling superhuman. I started off with 50 cents like I'm G-Unit. Now I'm playing all the roles like I'm Eddie Murphy. Niggas chasing after hoes, they be hella thirsty. Not even worthy to step up to the God. I go so high.
Yeah, so that was that man Clem Rashad. You can find him on iTunes. His Twitter is Clem Rashad, C-L-E-M-M-R-I-S-H-A-D.
Nice. I gotta listen to more people.
Yeah.
Well, that's episode 7. Thanks, FTV, for coming on.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate that shit.
No, it was fun. You guys
are awesome.
You guys are awesome. Everyone's high in this motherfucker right now and hungry.
Oh, yeah, I'm high.
I'm hungry than two fat bitches with a half cup of noodles.
I'm trying to think if there's anything that's going on that I need to say before we end. Thanksgiving's coming up. It'll be Thanksgiving before you know it.
Thanksgiving's coming up. Don't get drunk and cuss your family members out. Have some self-control and don't bring no negativity to the atmosphere. Be thankful.
Poochie broke my heart. That's anyway, that's your thought of the day.
November 24th, come to the FTV party.
Oh, November 24th, you got an RSVP though.
Oh, shit.
If you're lame, you're not coming.
You just come out on the 11th with the website launch too.
On the 11th.
And wash your ass before you come.
The website launch.
Please.
The 11th, so that's Saturday.
First party, we had an incident.
FTV Worldwide.com.
Don't
even
speak about it. Wash
dirty
your
booty ass.
Just wash.
So that's our thought of the day. Wash your fucking ass. All right. That's episode 7. We're out.
Bye, Mika.
I'ma keep it honest. Pull up in the horn to beat.
Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, MacAndnelly. Yo.
Say what it is, what you wanna know. These hoes falling out like
Snows Davis.
Behaves.
From FTB, and this is Macanelli. You're listening to the Macanelli Podcast. Yee-dee.
Cha-chia.